The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. I downloaded good morning, how are you? Happy Monday. Great to have you with us. I downloaded the new Apple iOS, the operating system that, you know, they do when they put a new phone out and you have to download the new system on your iPhone, and it's only so your regular old iPhone doesn't work. That's the only reason Apple does it, you know, so you could just go, wow, it doesn't work. I better get a new phone and spend another $1,000 every year, every 6 months you got to do that. And I downloaded the new operating system. And I said, wow, this is working pretty good. You see, because I said those words, this is working pretty good, I meant to send some video out today, and Apple wouldn't just, it just won't work. So I'm so frustrated, and I'm a tech geek. If I get one more person my age who somebody says, hey, can I get a picture, Joe? Sure. And then they hand their phone off.
I don't know really how to do that. I don't know about phones.
You know what? It's great to learn. It's great to. If my mother has an iPhone. That's how she listens to the radio show. You know, so you could do it with me, and it's fun to do it. But boy, I would love to see legislation. They say, oh, on big tech, you have to wrangle big tech, you know, and you have to like maybe make them more accountable and everything. That would be nice. I don't say take over. I don't think you should break them up. However, it would be nice if they got fined every single second your phone call didn't go through. Isn't that great? Wouldn't that be great if you find them for every missed call, every telemarketer call that comes through after you got the blocker? You should find the phone company, and then you should find Apple if you can't get your operating system up. Wouldn't that be? You watch how quick they'll fix that stuff. Oi is all I got to say. And good morning, great to have you with us. It's a big morning this morning. I have to tell you, we got Frankie is back. I want to go to Frankie in a second, but I had such a good time on Friday, where I went out and I believe I went from the radio station to Midtown to do some work at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Columbus Day is coming up. I'm very excited at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. And I went to do some things with Maria, who, by the way, will be on Maria Bartiromo this morning and in about a half an hour, about 6:45, 6:50 our hit is. So you may want to watch it. We're going to talk about Saturday Night Live with my friend Maria Bartiromo, live from the studio right here on Fox Business, Mornings with Maria. Always excited to do that. I ran up. I did the hit at Columbus Citizens Foundation. I came back down to the city, right? And I had to wrangle up my hotel room because I had a hit with Neil Cavuto right after that. This is Friday, right? So then I go, well, let me drive there. Fox sends a car, just like the radio station. That's right. So the Fox sent the car. So I got in the. I was like, do I get in the car? No, I got in my car because I needed to get my car up to Midtown. Why? Because I was going to Yankee Stadium. It was the nuttiest day, but I had the best day because I stopped on the way. I saw Allie, my daughter, you know, and then I took Charlie with me to a Yankee game. And when you take your 8-year-old to a Yankee, how cool is that? How cool was that? And that was that we were in the suites, and I didn't have to get up in the morning, and it was freezing. It was freezing, of course, because I was there. And Charlie kept saying, Daddy, can we go outside and sit outside because it's in the suite? Well, look at this nice suite, honey. And so she's so good, and I go, it's getting toward the end of the game. And I go, we'll go out. She goes, yeah, Dad, but it's the bottom of the ninth. We only got another half inning because the Yanks will probably win. And my 8-year-old says this to me. Okay, you got it. I'll go out. And we did, and we had the best time ever. I took Charlie home with me and had the best day absolute ever. So it was great. But more importantly, and we'll get into, you know, by the way, I think I've decided not to even you know me. I'll get riled up about it, about now a second whistleblower. I mean, do they – I don't even know where to start on this, and I almost feel like just not even reporting on this Ukraine, this impeachment fiasco. This, don't forget, I said it when I used the words concerted. This is a concerted effort on the part of the Democrats to take down this president. Concerted, that's what I said. And then I was watching Dan Bongino on with Judge Jeanine, right? And he said he saw Catherine Herridge say and use the word rollout. It seems like a rollout, which was a much more appropriate term. And Dan was right. And I don't know. Catherine Herridge didn't say it. She insinuated that it seemed like a rollout, the whole Ukraine phone call, like it was planned way before. Really? Do you think so? And Dan was right. And Catherine Herridge is right for insinuating it. And I've been saying that concerted effort from day one. This is a concerted effort from the deep state to take down this president. And you and I are supposed to sit there, witness it, and say it's okay. Oh, I get it. I don't know how, in the name of God Almighty, they don't look at the Mueller probe, the thing said during the Mueller probe, what Adam Schiff, how he lied during the Mueller probe. Don't forget, remember Swalwell? Swalwell said that the president isn't a Russian agent. Do you remember that? Does anybody remember any of this? How, and then we move from one to the next. And this isn't the end of it. The president will beat this. This is done. He's got this done. I'm telling you, he's fired up. And we're gonna move on, but there's gonna be something else, and we are exhausted. Stop it, Democrats, stop it, or just put the vote up to impeach the president. Go for it. Show us something. You got any? I would call out just exactly what the White House is doing before we give you anything. Make the impeachment. Take an impeachment vote. I dare you. I dare you. God, I'm so exhausted from this. Yeah, and I know you are too. Congressman Peter King will talk about just that this morning on the show in the 7 o'clock hour. Dr. Mark Siegel, one of our favorite people, Fox News medical correspondent, will be chatting about everything because I'm a hypochondriac. And Dr. Mark Siegel, this vaping thing's got me a little worried because I'm the father of some teenagers in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Marino, one of the funniest cats. He is New Jersey's bad boy at comedy. And he's hysterical. And Mike will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And Dallas Jenkins is well, a creator and a director of The Chosen, a series about the life of Christ. Hello, and we'll be chatting about that with Dallas. And now the big news is Frankie Five Boroughs is back from his honeymoon 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. I didn't know. I thought maybe he'd stay in Aruba and get down there and not come back. But Frankie is back.
Thank you, Joe. Welcome. It's great to be back. Great to be back. Still married. Still married, and they said it wouldn't last.
They said, man, by the way, great wedding.
Oh, Joe, I mean, I appreciate that, and I heard some of your very nice comments this past week on the radio, but really, you totally set the tone in making it the wedding that it was, not only by singing two songs, which blew everybody away, but by chauffeuring Carol Alt to back and forth so that she could be there. And the two of you really lit up the room and were the life of the party. And I brought you two gifts from Aruba. I brought you one. Uh-huh. This is for you, and in classic Piscopo fashion, I didn't wrap it, and I left the price tag on.
Is it American dollar? Is a rubles?
It's American currency. You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
It's a
man.
Flute. Because I know of your
this is a flute.
Proclivity for the jazz flute occasionally.
Was this around like an open? Was this where I'm going to put my mouth on?
No, I can't vouch for the germ factors.
A Rubian kind of person went over and played this.
Yeah. You want some Duracent?
I do want some Duracent.
There you go. Perfect. I don't think anyone played it, but.
You don't know. You got it at a souvenir shop kind of thing. Thank you, Al.
Yeah, like one of those outdoor bazaars.
Oh my God! Yeah. And then you're gonna put your mouth on that?
Sprayed.
You want a paper towel?
Yeah. No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Very
it's
nice. All right. That's got to be. This gross. Will Duracent is so good it will take away any Rubian.
Yes, sure. That's right.
This is nice. Oh, this is like a flute of. Do we have a real proper name for this thing?
Hey, look at that! Wow, it knows how to play it already. That's pretty good.
Hold on, let me see. Yeah, this is good. Ooh, that sounds Amazon.
Hey, that's pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
Amazon thing. Thank you very much.
No, Frank. Please. I'm glad.
Oh, you got to put your.
Can you play the James Bond theme on that?
My thinking is, or.
Wow. Oh, this is good. Can we use this if we don't like a caller?
No, if you get a caller that won't let you talk, like E. Frank or George from the Bronx, who now goes by Joe from the Bronx, just blow the whistle. That's in honor of the second whistleblower.
Yeah.
It's true.
I have the whistleblower.
This way,
if Al
plays bumper music that's a little too repetitive, you can just play your own bumper music coming into a segment with that. I can see you doing a little Otis Redding on that.
Yeah, this is very nice. Thank you.
Jethro Tull.
What did you get? What was your present?
Cigars.
Oh, cigars.
Cubans. Yes.
Cubans. So you can bring them in. You can bring the Cubans in.
That's right.
Which is great. Oh, that's very nice.
Still can't buy them here, though. Really.
So I can't imagine, between you and I, no one's listening. Yeah. 5:45. Mm. After the second day, except being with your beautiful bride, and Rachel mm-hmm. looked beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I'm telling you, the wedding is great. I want to talk about it in a second, but you didn't get batty. Like, when I go away, I get batty on the road. I get batty.
You know what? It was really nice to...
See, I hit a nerve. I know that.
No, it was fun.
So, honey, ready to go back to Staten Island?
Yeah.
Staten Island?
Joe books a vacation for a weekend.
No, I'm not like... I'm not as bad as you, Joe, in terms of getting stir crazy. You know, I will... So, the best part about it was to be able to sleep a full night's sleep 4 or 5 days in a row. And I can't remember, honestly, the last time I did that. But you really... After a few days, you really do miss New York. At least I do.
How is this not distracting?
All morning long.
Yeah.
I mean, can you give it to him after the show?
I should have.
He is the embodiment of a six-year-old. Look at him.
That's outstanding.
Music hath soothed the savage beast.
What's that snake doing coming up behind you?
It's an iguana that's making me very, very nervous.
Every time the president tweets, you should play that flute.
Yes. Oh,
so, hey, but listen, I got to tell you. Can I tell you now? I hate going to weddings. I hate.
Yeah, no, everybody does.
I don't like going.
I was hoping you were going to say,
that's what, wedding canceled, we're going to Vegas or Atlantic City, no one has to go. I went there thinking, oh my God, I love this
guy.
Well,
for the right money, you could be the mayor of Atlantic City.
Do I have to go to the...
I'm with you, Joe. I have to go to my cousin's wedding in 2 weeks.
Oh,
it's going to be a disaster.
I didn't want to go to my wedding. I didn't want to go to both of them. I didn't want to go. So I said, man, so we showed, that was the I can't remember a better wedding.
Well, thank you.
And I had a pretty
much.
Good wedding, you know.
Yeah, obviously.
It was,
you had Joe Piscopo sing at your wedding. What could be better?
Did you like the way I threw my cane to Margo?
That was outstanding.
It was like, that was dramatic and everything. But everybody from all walks of life was there. It hits all the newspapers, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had a lot of fun. I'm glad, it goes quick, but I'm glad you had fun, too.
Did it go like that? It went so quick.
Right, that's for sure.
And then I'm going to send you a picture, which we should probably post, because I needed to rest my knee because I knew I should have rested my knee. I just knew it. So I went in the other room and I just put my knee up, and then people said, Joe went for a nap. I said, no, I was resting my knee, and Frank comes over. He sees me, he comes over, and it's just me and Frank talking. Like, that was so cool. Just you and I for the longest time just right there. So I appreciate that. That was a nice little chat.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. It meant a lot. Seriously, it meant a lot that both of you came.
That Al showed up. Al had a good time.
Yeah, you know? I mean, hey, it's wonders never cease.
And Arthur was great. It was good. And Carol goes. Just so you know what happened. I think I told you this when we chatted. Remember I texted her a week earlier. I said, "You going? You're not going? What's going on?" Heard nothing. And then like the day before, night before, aren't we going to Frankie's wedding? I go, well, yeah, you know, we would love to see you there. And so she goes, well, I know Jerry's going to be there. They knew the Catsimatidis were going to be there. She says this. Carol knows. She goes, Frankie, I got to go for Frankie. And then she goes, oh, yeah, you too, Joe. I was like, really in the lower tier of
no,
that.
No, I don't. I know so, that's not the
so,
case.
Don't you know? I sent a car for her.
I know. No, I honestly, Joe, you really impressed.
Is that part of the wedding?
All of us, quite a bit.
What part of the wedding?
No doubt about it.
And then she came in, and then she had to go to a premiere, and then she texted, nicest text later. She goes, you know, thanks. I had a great time. Thanks for watching out for me. It was a really nice text.
That was very nice.
Thanks again. Big Mike took her home, and then Charlie came in early. Great. Did you see the picture? I sent you the picture of you and Rachel and Charlie.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I'm just catching up on all my email and social media today, so I'm going to post that photo today. But the photo that got the most buzz was the Al posted a picture of all the morning show, and everyone's saying, wow,
yeah,
is that really
yeah,
what
that
Debbie Duhaime looks like?
Debbie, how are you, Debbie? Good morning. How are you doing? And are you recovering from the wedding we did? Yes, it's been a week.
That was such a wonderful wedding. I had such a great time. Congratulations to you. Oh, there goes that music again.
That's your new traffic theme, actually.
And congratulations to you and Rachel.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks for coming.
It was such a beautiful wedding. And everybody's, like, asking me about it everywhere I go. Oh, you were at the wedding? You were at the wedding? I'm like, yeah, I was at the wedding. People are so happy.
It was great. It was great.
Yeah.
And you look beautiful. Yeah, how about that? How about those shoes? Did you know?
I didn't really get a full view until
Arthur.
You didn't
even notice the dress. You noticed the shoes.
The dress was gorgeous.
Arthur was
silver.
Carrying Debbie fireman onto the bus, and then I finally got a look at those shoes. Yeah. I could see where all the
Oh, the after party. Forget about it.
Oh, forget the... did we dance?
I did
or
forget
what?
The after party.
I was dancing. They were playing this amazing music. We were dancing. It was so much fun, that after party.
Debbie, you are so much fun. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Happy Monday. We are back. We are locked and we are loaded on AM 970. The Answer, the great Debbie Duhaime checking traffic for you right now on the roads. Thanks, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the Meadowbrook northbound as you head right into the northern state. That's an accident. LIE westbound starting to pick up volume out through Jericho Turnpike. And we're seeing volume now as you head over to the Whitestone Bridge. Whitestone Bridge is moving slowly into Queens. It's an accident at the Whitestone Bridge. And it's still pretty busy on the Cross Bronx East right at the Bruckner with an accident just cleared away. Watch for slowdowns on the Grand Central Parkway West right at the Clearview with a collision there as well. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 15, a disabled truck cleared from inside the center tube. Holland still about 20 to 25 minutes. 78 eastbound exit 56. An accident in the local lanes getting right into Newark. And traffic is starting to build on the southbound thruway approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today. Chance of rain later. High of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime. With Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Hi. It's kind of a Monday. It's kind of a Monday, and I'm really okay. Oh, my goodness. I need like someone to walk around with me, to follow me around. It's been like one of those weekends, and I'm on my own. I'm on my own. Do you feel sorry for me? Hey, I want to tell you about Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. And you know what I always tell you about Dr. Ed Romano right there in Morristown? Great guy. He's the guy that came up with the concept of cosmetic dentistry, you know, like the veneers, implants. And I know you're thinking, implants? You have to at least call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey and see what they can do for you. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I know you get a dentist. Oh, why would I get? Because you want your smile to look beautiful. You want that smile to sparkle, baby. Well, Ed Romano's the guy that came up with this whole concept of implants, of veneers, you know, of making you look great. And the good thing about Ed, and I told you this before, and I always tell you because I know you get scared when you hear the word dentist, great guy, great guy. I mean, you sit with Ed Romano, you feel comfortable immediately. He makes you feel comfortable. He'll walk you through everything. And the folks at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will help you out when you know, with whatever you want done with your teeth cosmetically, or if you want just good oral health, you go to Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. You can go to AestheticSmilesNJ.com, AestheticSmilesNJ.com, or you can call Dr. Romano at 973-285-5480, Dr. Ed Romano. Know you're thinking about it. You may want to call, please, 973-285-5480.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Hey, Joe on the radio, did you at least try to get in touch with Balance of Nature? Because I worry about you, and I want you to at least take care of yourself the way we take care of ourselves. You know, when I tell you about the weekend I had, when just that Friday was nuts, driving all around, and I drove like back and forth, Midtown, congestion pricing, hello. And then I went out to the stadium, and then I drove at the end of the day after being up for, after the morning show. I made sure I wanted to be alert. I wanted to be careful because I had my 8-year-old with me. I drove from the stadium all the way out, and you couldn't. Oh, my gosh. The game was great, by the way. The Yanks are doing great, God bless. But the traffic getting out of the stadium, going up the FDR drive, as stressful as you could imagine, right? So, and Charlie fell asleep as soon as she got in the car and was great. That's why I take Balance of Nature, just because I want to make sure I stay well and I could stay alert and I could fight off the free radicals that are dying to attack my body with the schedule that I have. And we want you to do the same, because I keep telling you, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Why? Because I love you. You know that? You gather around this kitchen table every single morning, right? I care about you. You might want to try to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. So if you can call or go online now, become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, and we'll take off an additional $25 off your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so please don't wait. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio, 627. It's October 7th. It is Monday. Great to have you with us. Congressman Peter King is with us, Dr. Mark Siegel, and Mike Marino is with us, and Dallas Jenkins, creator and director of The Chosen. So, and Maria Bartiromo, in about, I guess, 15 minutes or so on Mornings with Maria. Boy, she is just crushing it over at the network, over at Fox. She's just crushing it. Everybody is watching. Everybody's listening. Her Sunday Morning Futures show is great. And we'll be talking about Saturday Night Live and reporting in how they did this week. And, I'll save it for then. But I watched it, stayed with it. And, I'm a little, I can't be objective when I talk about Saturday Night Live because it's home. And I want to just make sure I'm objective about everything because I know people get very upset with it. Oh, Joe, it's not like when you were there. Well, I appreciate that very much. But it's such a hard show to do. But we'll chat about it with Marie in about 15 minutes. Frankie Five Boroughs is back. Big Al is here. And the team is back. Debbie Duhame is here. And we are locked. We are loaded. We are good to go. Walking down the street on the way here. And I'm just scrambling out, and a lady staring at me as I'm walking, and so I try not to make eye contact, and I just kind of look up, and I look down, but she won't stop staring at me. So I'm going, okay, and it's, 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, 4:30, it's early, and I'm going like, and so she goes, are you Joe Piscopo? It's nice, like it's noon, like it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Are you Joe Piscopo? And I want to say, are you a zombie like me? I mean, we like zombies in the morning. Everybody walking to work, you can see we got the cart, the food cart people, and the food and the people unloading trucks, and loading up the Duane Reade, people running and cab drivers out. It's a really wild time because everybody up this early in the morning, you're kind of like this kind of zombie-like state of getting to work. It was like it was noon. You jump in, I said, yeah, I am. She came over, she said, I'm a huge fan. It was so nice. I walk into work. I just so admire all you're doing. And I saw you on Cavuto, she says. She goes, and I can't stop laughing because every time now I look at Elizabeth Warren, I think of Jerry Lewis. Because I said, what was that? I said, she looks like when Elizabeth Warren runs, you know, she goes to those rallies and she runs. She looks like a female Jerry Lewis. Lady, la. She looks like she's just a little something. So thank you very much to that great gal. And then she had a name tag on, Frank. I didn't know. I said, do you work
the right? The person that just saw you? Had a name tag?
Well, like something around her neck, like she probably worked on the stock exchange.
Yeah, could be
that early. So that was very, very nice, like that.
Or over Battery Park or something.
Yeah, so tell me about Aruba. Aruba looks good. So last night I saw a commercial. You know,
it's fun. We had great weather, and you know, stayed at a resort that was all inclusive, including alcohol.
Did you get more
than my money's worth.
Did you were you hesitant to go to the mini bar after all the problems that the Dominican Republic have had?
No. You know, you don't really hear about that stuff with Aruba in terms of resorts. You know, cutting corners with alcohol and things like that. No, so there was no hesitance at all. In that respect.
So it was good, though. You're right. At night, sunset, you don't have to get up the next morning. Oh my God.
That was delightful.
That's so great. So now the next vacation for you is like for never.
Well, you and I will be in Italy, right? So while we'll be working, it's sort of like a vacation. Never been to Italy. And, you know, nice
I'm so
to go.
Excited. You're taking your mom, you said.
Yes.
This is going to be great. This is going to be so great. I'm so excited. We fly into Rome, right? And then we go, and the next day we're at the Sistine Chapel, we're at the Vatican. We go around St. Peter's, right? I have to work that night. So, you know, I'm not going to get to be hanging with everybody.
Sure.
I will do a meet and greet. I think Arthur's coming. Is Arthur Idala
he's coming for our first day.
Yeah, that will be the first day. And then Geraldina, my cousin, is going to be there.
Yep.
So that's great. Then you guys will excuse me, Frankie, you watch my back. I know Debbie's going to watch my back, too. Get back, take a little rest, because we have a full show at dinner like that. So it'll be
a lot of fun.
Then we go down, I guess, to Pompeii and Sorrento.
Yeah, I haven't reviewed the entire itinerary yet, but I'm sure it'll be great.
It's great. So we look forward to that, and that'll be good. The thing is, this is the thing, Frankie. I talked to Frankie V, our sales guy, who talks with Steve Perello all the time. Do we broadcast from there? I told our boss, I said, let's broadcast from there. And, you know, maybe a couple hours a day, 7 to 9, maybe you and I and the radio. It'll be so much fun from Italy. You want to look into that? Because then Jerry, the reason we're the, you know, thank God we're doing well. And we appreciate it because Mr. Crowley knows how to make money. I shouldn't say that, but is that okay to say that? Because he does.
Absolutely. That's why he has a job.
My only issue with the whole thing is if these people are paying to be on vacation with you, because that's why they're going on the trip.
Yeah.
You're taking a break every day for 2 hours. Yeah. They're going to be sitting around? I mean,
they're going to wait for us. They're going to wait for us. They're going to stare at us, watch the show, and say, I'm not going to go see Pompeii. I'm going to watch Frank and Joe on the radio. That's what they're going to do.
So as
everybody's looking, I'm fine. We just do a couple of the hit with the Comrade system.
I'm rolling with you, Joe, whatever you want to do.
All right. But Mr. Crowley said, do we get sponsorship? So I'm calling people in Italy now.
Yeah, maybe the Italian Tourism Bureau or something.
Actually,
yeah, that's what he suggested. Yeah. So there you go.
We'll look who. If not, we'll just phone it in, right?
Yeah.
And Al, covered with guests when we're gone? You're covered with guests?
There are guest hosts. I know some didn't meet with your approval. We'll have to go over that, you know.
Is that right? Do we put some people on the island? Do we whack some people?
No, but, you know. Well, one of the days I won't be here for one of the hosts.
Oh, you're kidding. You're not going to be here at all?
No.
That host is on Al's Island.
Yeah, that's right. Leave that flute in the studio, though. I'd be happy to play it during every break.
He's not going to show up. That's great.
No, I'm taking a vacation day.
All right.
Yeah.
It's good. But someone will be here, right?
I assume so, but I'll be on vacation that day.
This is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, 6:33 with Joe on the radio. We got a lot going on today. I we'll get into the news when we come back, Frankie. Yeah, and then we'll go into Maria. Unbelievable.
As you're watching
from outside the country and you watch it, I mean, it's like I was embarrassed because this is all it's a creation. It's a concerted rollout, like they said. This whole takedown, now a second whistleblower. This was all planned. They had all the actors in the wings waiting to go on, and just not stopping. It's just not stopping.
You know, I was most sorry to see, as I was coming back, the story of this one homeless guy murdering these other four homeless guys. And I think it goes to show, one, how pervasive homelessness is on the street and how significant the mental health epidemic in our city and I would guess around the country is right now, that you have mentally deranged people like this that are in a position to go and murder other homeless people.
So I found it incredibly disconcerting. Where's all the money that Shirlane McCrae has asked for?
That's a great question.
Where's all the money?
$850 million.
Right.
We spent it somewhere. Where did it go?
Are these people? Was Thrive out on the street this weekend, you know, checking on these people to see what was going on? It's a disaster, and it all falls to the blame of Mayor de Blasio. He is out of touch with the people. He checked out to go run for president that zero people wanted him to run for, and now he's got to come back for his last 2 years, for his last year and a half or whatever it is. Guy doesn't want to be here. And where is his wife and the money? Where is the money? There should be accountability. There is none.
And we know the facts of this. This guy was just whacked out, and his mother kicked him out. His mother, he had a drug problem, and they didn't report him, I guess, because they never thought, she never thought he would kill somebody. But, I mean, just to go off on homeless like that. I mean, and they're all in one area. How many homeless people? We're going to turn it to California.
Well, I think
now?
That's the biggest part of the problem is, right, I don't believe you have a constitutional right to sleep on the street, right? And once you have people allowed to sleep on the street at all times completely unprotected, you know, there's very little protection from a deranged person that wants to beat them to death.
Yeah, horrible story. Hey, 6:35 with Joe on the radio. We're going to break with Al, and then we're going to jump on with Maria Bartiromo, Mornings with Maria. And don't forget, a week from, what is today? Monday. A week from Monday. It's Columbus Day. We're celebrating Columbus Day, and we will be broadcasting on ABC 7 with Maria Bartiromo and Kenny Rosato to celebrate Columbus Day for all the Italian-Americans around the world. Italian-Americans, at least in America. How about that? Hey, 6:36, Al's here with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy is appearing today with a Garden State congressman to discuss new efforts planned to battle lead contamination in New Jersey schools. Murphy will be with 5th District Representative Josh Gottenheimer this morning at Herbert Hoover Elementary School in Bergenfield to speak starting at 10:30 this morning. Gottenheimer released a state of lead water report for his district Saturday, explaining last night this comes from several days spent researching each school in the district. The report alleges that 46 of the districts researched had at least one outlet within their system that had lead in their water. Charges are filed against a homeless man for allegedly beating four other homeless men to death with a metal pipe, leaving another critically injured. Police found two men unconscious with head trauma at Doyer Street in the Bowery in Chinatown around 2 a.m. Saturday, with one of them, a 60-year-old man, pronounced dead at the scene. The other, a 49-year-old man, was taken to the hospital in critical condition. A short time later, cops found three more dead men on East Broadway. Cops say they found 24-year-old Randy Rodriguez Santos walking with a bloody pipe, charged him with murder, attempted murder, and unlawful possession of marijuana. In sports, the Giants couldn't make it three straight wins. They lost 28-10 at home to the Vikings. The Jets are still winless after getting crushed by the Eagles 31-6. Islanders skate past the Jets 4-1. And tonight we'll have Game 4 of the NLDS between the Dodgers and Nationals. Pregame at 6. First pitch shortly before 6:40 right here on AM 970 The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Let's go to the Meadowbrook North, right at the Northern State. A collision there. LIE West at Old Nichols Road. That's an accident. Traffic is moving slowly as well on the LIE West, getting out through Queens, out through Kew Gardens. It's pretty busy on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the Clearview with a collision. And the westbound belt, that's stop and go, getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. Another accident there. Pretty solid right now at the RFK Bridge, getting into the Bronx with an accident. Whitestone Bridge, we had an earlier accident into Queens. That one was just cleared out of the way. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly at the Edcoch 59th Street Bridge on the upper level into town. Inbound GWB, that's 30 to the upper, 20 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland about 30 minutes in as well. 78 eastbound exit 56, an accident in the local lanes heading into Newark. Rain likely today, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
When backyard fun in the sun moves indoors for game day, watch parties, and family get-togethers, you know fall is finally here. Larry Elder here. Make sure your home is all set to impress with SelectBlinds.com. Interior designers agree that one of the easiest ways to improve your home's appearance is by upgrading old blinds, shades, and shutters. Select Blinds makes ordering blinds online simple and easy. Select and order high-quality, easy-to-install blinds, shades, and shutters today. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. Read more than 300,000 reviews from 1 million happy customers at SelectBlinds.com. It's easy to see why they've been featured on TLC, HGTV, and Netflix. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at Select SelectBlinds.com. Remember to mention our show, Larry Elder, at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let SelectBlinds.com upgrade your home today. SelectBlinds.com. That's SelectBlinds.com.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
It'll be warmer and more humid for today with a little drizzle or a brief shower this morning. Then a steadier rain will move into the city from Jersey and the Hudson Valley later on this afternoon. The high today, 76. Rain this evening, then a leftover shower or two later on tonight, the low 56. For tomorrow, breezy and cooler with clouds and a leftover shower in the morning. Then some sunshine returns in the afternoon. The high tomorrow, 67. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 642 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Well, you know you have helped build MyPillow into one of the great companies today. And it was interesting. I was outside Yankee Stadium on Friday, and some guy from the Minneapolis newspaper says, "Joe Piscopo, hey, man, what are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm a Yankee fan. Love the Twins. Respect the Twins, but I'm a Yankee fan." He goes, "What? What? Have you, you go to Minnesota?" And I told him all about Mike Lindell. And I told him how MyPillow comes on the radio station and how Mike advertises and how I go to Minnesota a lot to work with the good people, because that pillow was made in the United States of America, and it's Minnesota, United States of America. And they printed the whole thing. It was a great article. I put it on my Twitter feed. I think I put it on Facebook as well. And Mike, I love Mike because he's hip to how important radio is. He gets it, you know? So now he has something for you from his radio listeners specials at MyPillow.com. You get great discounts on mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more from MyPillow. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. Buy one, Get one free, please. And you can also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with the promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. You got to check out, if you would, MyPillow.com and check out the radio listeners specials for buy one, get one free. You got a 10-year warranty with that pillow. You got a 60-day money-back guarantee. What other pillow offers you that? Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, please, for the buy one, get one free offer today at MyPillow.com. If you want to call, the number is 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or again, MyPillow.com. Whatever you do, the promo code is AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, hi, Joe. Thank you, Al. Joe on the radio. How you doing? Good morning. 6:44 right now on AM 970, The Answer. A lot to get into today. Oh, my Lord, it's interesting to see the talk shows. It's interesting to see the talking heads. Everybody going after everybody and going after the president. I'm just numb. I'm numb when talking about the impeachment thing. So I thought about just bypassing it completely, you know, not even saying anything about it because... Did you see there were, Frank, did you see, and you will not see this on the in the mainstream media at all the young black conservatives that went to the White House? It was such.
I did.
And so I posted something out. I want to repost it because I don't think I got the right one out because everybody's going to politicize that. You had that the White House jammed with young black Americans who absolutely adore President Trump. You know what? It's a great news story. Here is a billionaire businessman. You know, and mainstream media should say, look how he touches the African American community. How it's got the lowest employment rate. By the way, we got the lowest unemployment number in 50 years with this president. 50 years. So you think it's a great what they call a human interest story, a fun story. Go roll the camera. Talk to the young black Americans who support this older billionaire, conservative quote unquote Republican president. It's monumental. Not one word, not one frame. They don't even go there. And it's a great story. It's a great story. And just to see that. So we should talk about all these things, all the things that are getting done within the White House, you know?
Absolutely. Why not?
All they do is they show the president coming out so fired up and so angry, you know, about the... And I think I see his frustration, too, because when I see this whole now second whistleblower, and we're supposed to go, oh, my gosh, it's all set up. Don't they see right through it?
I really have a little bit of a problem calling both the first alleged whistleblower and the second alleged whistleblower whistleblowers. I mean, when I think of a whistleblower, I think of a fairly low-level person that sees wrongdoing and reports it. And I, honestly, the best reporting that I've seen on this is from this month's edition of Rolling Stone by Matt Taibbi. And we'll tweet this from the AM970 page. But the whistleblower probably isn't. It's an insult to real whistleblowers to use the term with this Ukrainegate protagonist. Now, Matt Taibbi is a liberal's liberal, not a conservative by any means. But this is the best explanation of why this person should not be called a whistleblower. What this is you're seeing the intelligence community do what they've been trying to do since Trump was a candidate, calling for things like de-escalation with Russia. This is the same playbook that they made the anonymous op-ed to the New York Times with. Whenever you see the intelligence community threatened, whether it's through peace with Russia, whether it's through peace with Syria, you see them try to engage in some sort of a silent coup. We saw it with Rod Rosenstein talking about wearing a wire in the White House to try and implicate the president with respect to the 25th Amendment. You saw it with that New York Times op-ed. What they're doing, Joe, is they're taking policy decisions that they don't agree with. And look, I don't think the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine was a wise policy move either, but certainly not impeachable. They're taking policy decisions they don't agree with, and they're trying to engage in a sort of silent coup. And it's really very dangerous. And I applaud people like Matt Taibbi and Stephen Cohen and the handful of other liberals, Michael Tracy, who actually are consistent with their principles. Because I got to tell you, if this was happening to a Democratic president,
yep.
if the intelligence
yep.
agencies
yep. Yep.
were leading a coup against Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, people like Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell yep. and Gerald Nadler,
Swalwell.
They'd be screaming bloody murder. So I give so much credit to the left-wing journalists and pundits out there who all of a sudden, as soon as they start being an honest broker, they find themselves completely knocked off of platforms like MSNBC. But I give them credit for being intellectually honest, because this is really frightening. If the intelligence community can have this kind of power, and remember Chuck Schumer's warning to the president, they have 6 ways from Sunday of getting back at you.
Can we find that audio?
Yeah, sure. I have it.
Thank you for bringing that up. Did you hear that? That was early on when the president first got elected.
It was before he even took office. He's exactly right. And Schumer knows the score. And this is just a look. If Trump gets past this, you can bet that they'll find some other way to try and stifle the Trump agenda. Because, you know, this is why I don't love using the term the deep state, because it tends to get so politically loaded. But this is what we mean when we say the deep state is. We elected a government. Maybe the people made the wrong decision. Maybe they made the right one. But it's our decision. It's not for the intelligence agencies to save us from our own decisions. I mean, I don't know who these guys think they are. These guys are high-level CIA operatives that want to start using the term whistleblower. I think it's totally inappropriate. It's completely
Third World Country. Did you follow it? By the way, we're standing by for Maria. We're going to jump on in a second.
No, I tried not to because I'm kind of burned out by the whole story.
Yep.
I wish, look, if we're going to impeach him, which clearly is the agenda of most of the congressional leadership, let's impeach him.
Yeah.
And then let's have a trial in the Senate.
You've been saying that from day one, man.
Yeah, right, because we saw where this was going. And then let Congress get on with the business of the country, because believe it or not, there's actually real problems in the country beyond this feudal impeachment. I think this is Chuck Schumer, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, this is what Schumer said, like the president just got elected
in
2016, right here.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were
I don't know.
Well, now we do know.
That's exactly right.
So
that's
here
exactly
we are.
Right. So, but why the mainstream media does not touch on this? Why the mainstream media won't say, look, this is, and they keep going after it. Is it numbers? Is it the hate for the president? I'm watching Chuck Todd actually admit on the air saying, look, well, your idea of what reality is and my idea of what reality is are two different things. No, they're subjective facts. And this is something that is, this is out of the deep state. Well, again, you can't say that. If you say out of the deep state, it's an orchestrated attack on this president. Hey, we're going into Maria Bartiromo, Mornings with Marie. You want to check that out? We're going on the air now. And
60 seconds until you're with us.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. 60 seconds, and then we'll let you. Again, sorry about all the surrounding kind of ancillary production stuff, but that's exactly what's going to happen. You will hear that, and then Maria and I will chat. Excited to be with Maria next week. Don't forget, on the Columbus Day Parade, to get to broadcast with Maria is great, and that'll be on ABC7, you know, on Channel 7 in New York, and you can get it on ABC7.com as well. And Maria will be on. I'm going to cough here, get myself ready for the shot here. Excuse me. And Maria's on Fox Business right now. So from Neil Cavuto on Friday on Fox Business to Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business. She'll just join us. You'll hear her come in with Dagan McDowell and the great team. And we'll talk about Saturday Night Live at 6:52. And by the way, between you and I, who are you're listening, kind of listen, it's great promotion for us to do this. And this is why we do it. You know, this is why we put the cameras in. We got our camera people. And Stu is here. And George is here.
Bye.
And we're standing by. We're standing by for Maria Bartiromo. Mornings with Maria.
Hey, you know what?
Here
you know,
we go.
I'm
going to
walk this guy out.
Here we go.
Finland like? I mean, to live in.
Wait, you're coming back, right, Mike? Because
If things go bad for Trump, then I'm president.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Good. That's going to work out just great. I can't wait for that to happen. And hey, impeachment moves pretty fast. If you don't stop to look around, you might miss it.
That was
clip
Saturday Night Live pulled open. It's Rob Hale. Rob Fox. Flash Harris. So, well, joining us right now, AM 970 radio host, former set Casper, Joe Piscopo. Joe, great to see you.
Maria, hey, how you doing? It's so nice to be on your show here from AM 970, The Answer. And what a great Mike Pence impression. I thought that was a great impression, yes?
Yeah, I mean, look, talk about before how politics doesn't always play so well on, but Jake Bush, I think so, at the hip.
Oh.
Best get. The best get. Holden left.
Whoop, I'm missing you on audio. Hi, guys. This is...
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. Joe, you are live on your radio show while we have live TV show. And this is like a really hard thing to do, so we're glad to be here. Another highlight of Kate Pinnock is President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Let's watch this, Joe.
Oh, boy.
To get ahead of this story before it spirals. Did you say something?
What? They Trump exonerated.
You know what? If you can hear me, I can riff for 5 minutes, but I can't. We're not getting anything back from the station. Go ahead, Maria. I got nothing. Could you come back? Can we fix it and come back?
All right. That's what.
I saw some of it just back. But I think what they do is SNL, though, Bob, feels like they're always doing that dance in front of the Republican, Democrat.
Yeah.
How do we kind of balance that out? Exactly. They don't. So they start here and there, maybe a little bit. I'm like,
nope. Well, sorry, that didn't work out there. We'll go back. Well, thank you so much, sir. Go ahead, the NBA and fire.
You know, I can't tell you, and I love you for listening, your family, and I'm going to really try to hold back here. I've been around since the late 70s and hit the national scene in 1980. Technically, it was easier. Technically, we were more advanced all those years ago. For some reason, and I don't want to blame the station, I am so tired of groveling for television, for lights in the studio, for sound. I mean, which end? We don't know whose end it was on, Albert, right?
No, we don't. It's the connection. It's the internet connection between us and them, or them to us.
It's the 21st century, and I can't even get a hookup to Fox. It's the 21st century. And by the way, what did I just open the show with? The railing of the iPhone, how they download the new system, and it's hard to get anything on the iPhone to get that going because it's a concerted effort with all the money that they make. This is where I think the government's got to step in. And I'm a libertarian virtually. Step in, shut down. When something, everybody's been here. If you see, everybody's been here since like 3 o'clock in the morning setting up a hit to Maria Bartiromo's show. And now it doesn't work. And I'm not gonna blame us because it may be something on the lines. But
it's definitely an internet connection. Where it's from, we don't know.
We tested it 10 times.
Right.
10 times we keep testing it. Stu got up 3 o'clock in the morning, the poor guy, to come in here. George came in. We kept it. And now we can't get a connection? This makes me crazy. It makes me absolutely crazy. And I can't just let it go because for crying out loud.
Blame the Democrats.
Huh?
Blame the Democrats.
No. It's like you can't even do it. And it's always worked well before.
Maybe the people at Saturday Night Live knew you were going to talk about it.
No, I don't know. I give up. I don't know. That's another thing. While we're railing and while I'm getting, when I call people and then it just cuts off for no reason at all, it's inexcusable that happens on it. It's not just us. It happens all over. It happens on everything. And it's just because maybe we're overloaded in the iCloud system. Maybe we're just overloaded like that. And it's internet. Maybe we don't do internet. Maybe we just do. Remember, they used to have a thing called ISDN where it was a direct.
Oh, no, that's gone.
Yeah.
That's
you know gone. Why it's gone? Because they had copper wiring and that was too expensive.
Correct.
So now you can't. Now nothing works. Right. Nothing works because we got to go over the internet, God forbid. Oh, and then now I could leave, and I guess I got to leave, go in person to Maria's show. She's got a lot of
or
listeners.
They could send a camera.
They could send. That's what they have to do. We have to get a camera, like a satellite feed is the only way to do it, right? We tried, and I apologize for that. There's always something. And you know what? It just makes you try harder. But, oh, my gosh, in this day and age, in the 21st century, and you know what's really scary about the whole internet iCloud thing? That is what our defense system of the United States of America is based on, that. And that's why you hear me rail about the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, that someone could just now, with North Korea firing off missiles left and right, they could come over and under the, you know, the guise of doing it at North Korea when it's China will send a missile over and shut us down. How easy do you think that is? Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We're coming back. We ain't going away. I'm not going down. Onward and forward. Thanks for tuning in.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.